Aaron Pope, AARONPOPE 241960. Today is 12/9. 64-year-old gentleman lives with his wife and his granddaughter. Used to work for Gallery, Gallery Furniture. Suffers from hypertension, constipation, obesity, possible sleep apnea. Period. In your paragraph, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. Period. His biggest problem is shortness of breath. I mean, back pain. He is in the process of getting his back evaluated. Period. He also has a primary care doctor who is also concerned about sleep apnea and getting that worked up. Medications includes lisinopril, 5 milligram a day, multivitamins, 1 a day, Celebrex, 200 milligram twice a day, lidocaine patch, 5%, lactulose, 10 gram per 15 ml, 1 tablespoon daily, surgery only, cataract surgery, allergy none, social, married, has kids, lives with a granddaughter and his wife, used to work for Gallery Furniture, has done a lot of heavy back pain or back work. That's why he thinks his back is hurting. Family history, mom and dad died of high blood pressure, stroke, and coronary artery disease. Surgery, cataract surgery. Vital signs, 148 over 87, 61, 99%. Heart pulses, small pulses, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash around mucus with anagen, logical, non-focal. Assessment, 64-year-old morbidly, 64-year-old obese black man with severe low back pain, possible herniated disc, some radiculopathy type symptoms, period. New paragraph, patient is only taking Celebrex at this time. I recommend patients seeing a pain specialist regarding his pain, period. His hypertension is controlled and his lactulose is doing a good job for his cataract, for his constipation, period. He doesn't smoke. His O2 saturation is 99%. Period. New paragraph. He would benefit from home sleep study to better evaluate possibility of sleep apnea in this gentleman. Period. New paragraph. Would recommend seeing a pain specialist for epidural spinal injection, ESI, via steroids and a possible steroid treatment and or pain medications. Thank you.